This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we now have Chelek Dalet, Perek Dalet. So again, this whole Chelek Dalet is the specifics of Avodas Hashem. And there's a certain structure to it, from the general to the specific, and so on, like a pyramid. So we had Av and Yira, Talmud Torah, Av and Yira, and now Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Shtei avodos hutalim Av and Fanis Baruch v'yom v'yomo. There are two avodos. So Talmud Torah, Av and Yira are always. They are not mukbal in zman. Kriya Shema and Tefillah are daily, but not all the time. Kriya Shema Tefillah. Ubizman v'samikdash hatmin v'amusafim. Va'atan v'inyonim. Ha'achas hine Kriya Shema v'inyono yichudo yizbarach v'kabolos olmachusay. So Kriya Shema contains two elements. An understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being all, everything. And again, the word one is not really a good translation. The word echad in this case means much better, all-inclusive, nothing other than, you know, that's Yichudo Yisbarach. And Kabbalah Salmachusa means an accepting what our responsibility vis-a-vis that is. That's the first two pashas of Kriya Shema, and even the first pasha itself. Let's talk a little bit about this. The people think of it as complementary, in the sense, well, we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we're mekayim as gzeiros. It's true, but it's really, in the deeper sense of the word, it's almost contradictory. In as much as a person believes there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what's there for me? What does he need my few strings of tzitzis for? The understanding that mitzad HaKadosh, it's ki'ilu, despite the fact that I work so hard to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Bria, it's really insignificant. And despite the fact that there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have the achrayas to go and to do everything possible. Those are really almost two opposite ideas. They're both correct, and a person has to work with both of them. But understand that there's a very difficult tatisasra in it. Okay, now he's going to explain what Yichudo implies. What do we, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-inclusiveness, nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'inyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world all sorts of nimtzoyim, al yoinim, tachtoinim, ruchtim, and gashmim, v'sidrom b'storim shoinim. And he set them up in different structures, v'nosan b'choy kolechnem lifol pulos v'lasos maisim, l'zgalgal b'gilgulim sibuvim rabim drachm shoinim, Now, what he's saying over here is there is a world of teva. And this is something that people make a big mistake and a silly mistake. There's a Ramban that speaks that from the Nisim that are be Nigla, we understand everything is Nis Nista, and there's no teva, b'chulu, b'chulu. The answer is that it's not quite the way people say it over. Let's give a mashal. If a person feels that he's a big, big maimon, and he believes that everything is a kodesh baruch, there's no teva whatsoever. So in the morning, he asks his wife to take a look to see if there's a sun today. There's no, who says there'll be a sun today? You know, if kodesh baruch Hu didn't create a sun last night, or whenever he does his creation, then they're not going to have a sun here. A person is not a very, very frum person. That person needs help urgently. because tachlis, we live in a world of teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu made an extraordinary clockwork, and we can, and it, and it's not only not a stira. A person plows the ground because when the ground is plowed, it's easier for stuff to grow. You plant seeds and make sure you have good seeds. We're Isaac with the world of teva as a world of teva, and that's what it's supposed to be. Anytime we run into a stira, anyway, we need to understand that this whole extraordinary work of teva is Akadosh Baruch Hu, like he says, this galgal begilgulam sibuvim rabim mudrachim shayim means there are things going on all the time, and there are laws of physics, and this is reacting with this, and this has become this and become that. That's all a bria of Akadosh Baruch Hu. I was once this earth or something like that. They used to have something called a World's Fair, which was a big exhibition of all countries and big companies. Every 4 years, they would go to a different place, and they would like have these little houses, kind of, where they would exhibit different things. And the bigger and the fancier the country or the company was, the more lavish their thing was. They had one in 1964, 66 in New York. And I think 1964 was a stunningly big thing. I don't know why they stopped it afterwards, but they'd make all this thing. And so they had one in 68, I think it was. I was in camp. It was in Montreal, Expo 67, 8, I don't remember. But they had in the Czechoslovakian pavilion, they had an incredible display. Czechoslovakia was a country that was noted for like clock mechanisms, very good craftsmanship. So they had a huge table, probably as big as this room. The table was as big as this room. And the table was a whole town, like a village, a farming village, I assume Czechoslovakia, like an old-time farming village. And it had like 100 different things happening. The farmer was pitching hay, putting it to the wagon, taking out the wagons of this. The blacksmith was fixing his stuff and being like a whole village working, and all of it was like going on like a machine, like a springs, like a mechanical wind up mechanism. But they were all on one mechanism, so they had one huge mechanism. Like a clock mechanism ticking, and all of these, each one of it had its own separate mahalach, just like you have a hand and a second and a date, and each one goes with its own thing. This was a whole village, and it was just, you look at the top of the table, it's like 1,000 things happening, and each one is good in its own, and Oshaykh is and so forth. And you look at the bottom, and there's one. It was really astounding. I was like a, to me, it was like a dogma. Akadosh Baruch Hu created an entire world, and it clicks. It goes. It ticks. The world really goes, and each one goes with its own mahalach. Wind is caused by the hot air coming and the cold air, and there's rain, and there's this, there's that, but the whole mechanism is a bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chaznitz writes that teva is the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be the most reliable, regular bria. Whatever it is, it's a bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we treat it as teva because that's the way he made it. And it includes all of these gilgulim and sibuvim and so on. And each one, just like this mechanism, each one, the farmer, you know, gathered the hay, pitched it, put it into a wagon. If you look just at that, it's synchronized for a farmer. And you look at the guy doing the blacksmith, is synchronized for that. And yet, all of it is synchronized together. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria.
What does the Ramban mean then?
It means that understanding that mechanism, we can treat it on top. The Ramban also worked up Yiderach HaTeva. We treat the world as Teva because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. And he wants us to live that way, with the understanding that it's nothing of it is mufka. All of it is briyose and coming from him. But there's only one shoresh and siba, like this clock over there, with the little, you know, all the little menshelach running around over there. But it's coming from one place. This is true on two levels. Bebchinas ha-metzius, existence, or bebchinas ha-pu'ulo, activities, things that go on, things that happen. Bebchinas ha-metzius, ma shekva ba'ana b'chelek rishin, eich kol ha-metzius kulam tluyim bo yisbarach, v'im shochem etzoynoi. Everything in the world that exists has a reason, and that reason is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha enekim mitziusoi, shu mitzius mucham tzaratzim bilti nosasoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzius depends on nothing. It's mitzius itself. Ach kol shar mitzius ein la mitzius, ala mitzad moshu yisparach shmoi rotze behem, u mekaimim vetzayne. Bebchinas, so that's all mitzad existence. Everything that exists is only because, and the because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists because he exists and doesn't have any point of reference. As far as doing, afal pisha nitan bechukam shan evroim lishad binyonim ashe cholte makefes. Even though Nivroyim can do things and they have the ability to do and so on. And each Nivra accomplishes, does as much as he can possibly do. But that's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like the marshal, let's say I am a king or any other type of dictator, a totalitarian type of regime. So I have many, many underlings who have big powers. This guy is a judge and he can kill people and make people live. And this person is a general and he can send tens of thousands of people into battle, v'chulu, v'chulu. But none of that power stems from them. It's all coming from the Shirish. So the minute I no longer desire your services, you no longer have power. So long as I desire your services, you are very powerful. But that power is just granted by me. It's from me. It's not innate to you. And the same thing is true. All the things that exist in the Bria that have koach, the function that do, they have koach. But that's all because it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, it doesn't exist anymore. If you take a look, like in England, you have all the officials are, you know, by appointment from His Majesty, Her Majesty, by appointment as executor of Her Majesty's this and that. In other words, in England, it's a milsabdichas kind of. It's just a turn of phrase. But what it means is when the king, when royalty, when monarchy was monarchy, so that means that anybody who functioned did so only because he's a shliach. And the minute the mishaleach is mevatel shlichus, he no longer is a shliach, and he no longer has the power to do it. Let's just add another point here. We have two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are primary. Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Havaya, and Elohim. These two names, we say Hashem Hu Elohim. What does that mean? So Hashem is from the Lashon of existence. And that refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Shoresh of Metzius, the fact that nothing really exists but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only one who could be called the one who exists, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We exist because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills us to exist. That's the Shem of Yudke Vavke. So we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Elohim means Lashon Kodesh, an authority. Elohim lo sekalal means a dayan, you're not allowed to curse. B'nei Elohim are malachim. V'yelachol Elohim will have a shmois. That's it means authority. So that refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the authority in the world. And in the Goyim it says they understand Nevuchadnezzar called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokai d'Elokayo, the God of the gods, the power behind all the powers that be. That's talking about the secondary aspect, the functioning in this world. So the functioning of this world is signified by Shem Elokim. Umas Olam can also have a shaychus to that. The Havan and the Tfis of Yudke Vavke, that all existence is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and anything else that exists is simply by extension HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something that's unique to Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Rabbi, doesn't a lot of Bozara go down? Do they also believe in, at least sometimes, I think today as well, that it boils down, there is one main...
I don't know. It sounds like, I mean, the Hindus keep saying it, but it's very hard. I'm not so into it, but they have idols like in the hundreds of millions. Like I forgot the count of how many idols, 360 million, something like that, a incredible amount of idols. I guess a lot of people in Parnassa, they have tremendous amount of idols. They say, but it's really part of it. I don't know what that means. I'm not mechuyev to go into. Hopefully, they're not even reserved, but they're busy with it all the time. Ma'aseh the makriv korbanos to it, so it doesn't help. In mitzad emuna, you can believe a goy. Sorry, there's a lot of belief in shittos avnet, but you can't be oivet something else. If you put down sacrifices to whatever idols they have. That's Avodah Zarah.
Because then it's playing that has the power, not
HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's the... Okay. Mm-hmm.